We're talking today with Bob Drake, of course, past cattle industry president from National Cattlemen's Association days. Bob, you've had a chance to have some discussions, some conversations here in San Antonio about this memorandum of understanding for the beef checkoff, a proposal that could conceivably result in a second dollar at some point down the road. Your thoughts on this MOU?
Well, first, I'm very much in favor of the second dollar. I sincerely think that we need the additional money because of the loss in value of the first dollar. The concerns that I have with the MOU, and I will vote for it, but there's a difference between voting and supporting. I have a little problem with that because in the MOU, it starts out with the understanding that this is binding. But then in paragraph 12, it says to get out of it, all you do is write a letter. Now, maybe there's a different interpretation of binding with some people than with others, but to me, binding means binding, number one. Number two, I'm concerned about opening up the act, because while I understand that we're not going to discuss anything but what we've agreed on, that does not mean that we won't have other industry partners that aren't partners in this particular endeavor that can come in and change some of the act in the order, or the act. Will that happen? Don't know, but there is concern. And then, lastly, Oklahoma has been looking and working very hard through the legislature, through all of the partners in Oklahoma that has anything to do with the cattle industry, to pass a dollar in Oklahoma that would be left in Oklahoma, that would be controlled by Oklahomans. Would not have the Secretary of Agriculture, would not have large groups, it would have Oklahoma. And I feel very strongly that we can sell that, and I'd love to have the opportunity to try. But we will be voting on this on Saturday. It will pass, the MOU will pass. But then it's got a long, hard struggle to go through through Congress, through all the legislative actions, getting someone to carry it. And then if it were to pass, you've got to pass it in the states, and it will be difficult to do.
You mentioned that there could be people out there that might want to have their own imprint on any sort of change in the law. Compared to the 1980s, in the 80s we didn't have HSUS around, for example.
That's correct. In the 80s we didn't have anyone except people that had cattle, that wanted cattle, and we were all partners. I know in Oklahoma, if you had one animal, you were a partner in that endeavor. Today, we've got a lot of groups that want to help us. And the one thing we don't need is HSUS dictating or even having the remotest influence on how we spend any of that dollar, which, again, you won't have in Oklahoma. You're not going to have it. And see, Texas just passed one, and they worked awfully hard to get that passed. This is not something you do lightly.
When you think about the dollar head beef checkoff as it is today, adding the second dollar, as Texas did in Oklahoma, you indicated that obviously it would be controlled by Oklahoma, but it could still be used in concert with where the current dollar is being used.
Oh, very definitely. We would have the choice to send that to states that have the people, but no cattle. We could send it, if they so wanted to, they could send it to the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and that would be fine. They could send it to the Federation. That would be fine. But the key here is that it would be sent and controlled by the Oklahoma Beef Council, which are all Oklahomans. And of course, as years ago, I worked awfully hard to get this first dollar. But times have changed. And I would love to have another dollar nationally. And I think that it would have been wonderful. I'm just concerned that not everyone that we have as partners in this endeavor would agree with my interpretation of spending that dollar, my interpretation of selling that dollar, and going out into the country and promising them that this won't be government speak, this will be us. But not all of the national groups are a part of this. NFU has not been a part of it, and they've got good people there in D.C., and they deal with the federal government. RCAF is not a part, but under the terms of the MOU, they can be a part. All they have to do is just wait out, and then those that aren't a part today can petition in some form to come back.
in your mind, obviously we've got a report just out this week, in fact, that continues to show tremendous support out in the country. How do you broker that support for that to get, you know, additional funds, whether it's state or federal?
Well, in the first place, the support for the dollar that we have now is based on the act that we passed in 1986 and then voted on in 88. The new dollar, it wouldn't be the same. So while the support for the first dollar, I think, has been wonderful and still is, paying us $11+ for one, it's been great. It would be more difficult to sell the second dollar because you've got too many unknowns. You've got people that want to come in and help you that we didn't have. Mm-hmm. So I don't want that first dollar messed with at all, zero. Mm-hmm. And it's my understanding after reading the MOU that that won't happen. But any time you reopen anything, at any time you can have something unforeseen happening. And that should be a concern.
Past president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the last president of the National Cattlemen's Association, NCA, before the merger that took place back in the 1990s that established the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Bob Drake, cattle producer from southern Oklahoma. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.